Hey, it's Tammy here. I've got a great episode for you. Today we're doing another Hey Tammy. I got this question about what do I mean by understanding motivation? And when you're thinking about it, the first thing it may be is the motivation, the reason to do something for yourself. How do you get the motivation to keep going? But today I look at it from a different perspective. I look at it the intention, the motivation of the reason why we do what we do. Before we dive into the episode, I have a favor to ask. If you have not left me a rating and review on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, or even on Google, you can do on Google as well, leave me a review for the podcast or my coaching, Tammy Marie Coaching on Google, and her, it's now The Full Way to Joy. It's been several months. I have not said that in a while. But if you wouldn't mind leaving me a rating review, this helps, well, one, for me, just to know that this is bringing you value. And two, it just helps the algorithm know that people are enjoying the episodes. And then it will, you know, it will suggest it to other people. So I would appreciate if you took two minutes of your time and did that for me. And with that, let's do this. Hey, and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. Do you ever wonder what it means to like understand motivation? So in this, I'm not going to talk about what motivation is for us. I'm going to talk about understanding other people. So one of the questions that I recently got for a Hey Tammy, I figured I haven't done one in a while, so let's do a Hey Tammy episode. And the question I got is, Tammy, what do you mean by understanding others' motivations? And I was like, this is a great question. This one is one that, I'm going to speak to it from the angle of personalities, from the angle of we have to stop judging people based on what they do. How many times do you look at someone and you see what they're doing and you're just like, why would you even try that? How many times have you done something and someone's like, what are you thinking? So this is where the Enneagram comes in. And this is where I mean by motivation. So I'm not talking here about the motivation to get something done. I'm talking about what drives you. What compulsions do you have? What pair of glasses do you see the world through? And what is your ultimate goal? That's what I mean by motivation here. So I just want to ask you of like, how do you decide if people's intentions are pure or not? How do you decide? How do you know what people are doing? And how do you decide what you're going to do about it? And how do you have compassion for other people if you don't know their motivation? So I'm a studier of the Enneagram. As you may know, I really love the Enneagram. I love it over, I'm gonna be bold and say I love it over all the other assessments, personality assessments. I like it better than Myers-Briggs, DISC, the colors, the animals. There's a lot, and one of the key differences of the Enneagram is that there's a path to growth. You're not stuck with a set of characteristics
Though motivations and people's main number may be the same, we have completely different elements to it. There's more salt and pepper. There's more, our experiences do color, do shade, do change some of our behaviors. We can't decide what's going on based on behaviors. Okay, so this is one of the tenets of the Enneagram, is the fact that you can have nine different people doing the exact same behavior for nine different reasons. You can have people showing up in a line at a store, and one person might be there front in line because they want that notoriety of being the first. The store is brand new, just about to have its grand opening, and there's a big deal to be one of the first people in line. You can win prizes. So maybe the motivation is that person has, wants to win the prize. So they're going for success. They're going to be on the news. They're going to have their picture on the wall because they were there first. Then you can have someone who was coming from a different state, and they are familiar with this brand, and they have been waiting for it to come, and they just want to be, they want to support the brand. So my idea here is just to show you, like, there could be nine people standing in one line, and all of them, one person could be just because they needed to use the restroom. And, that's a stretch, right? But still, like, that's my point, is we don't know people's motives until we ask them. We don't know why people do what they do. We don't know what they're trying to get at. And if you work on a team, if you have a family, if you have a friend, if you have a spouse, if you have a partner, if you have children, you have teenagers, instead of looking at what they're doing, get curious, ask them questions about why are they doing it. It gives so much more insight. It's understanding the why behind the action can help you guide, can help you encourage, can help you say, okay, well, I don't want to be a part of this. You get to make a better decision, and you get to respond in a different way than if you're like, why are you doing this? Why are you, one of the things that my son, he is, him and I, we are working on a few communication issues. I'm an Enneagram one. I see his potential. I see it. I'm a mom too. Like, us moms, we can see the potential. And he's an Enneagram 8. And when I give him words of affirmation, he's like, that means nothing to me, mom. Nothing. He's like, you have to say that because I'm your mom, because you're my mom. And I was like, no, son, I'm an Enneagram 1. I say it in spite of the fact that I'm your mom. I laugh about that. He doesn't. He'll be 16 a month. All right. So I'm doing my best. But I realized that I stopped listening, and I was doing more talking at him. And so now I step back and I ask him questions about why he's doing what he's doing. And then in turn, I'm like, would you like to know why I'm saying what I'm saying? He to that says no, but I gave him the opportunity. And still, like, as moms, as parents, we do have to, we get to encourage, we get to help them, we get to guide them. I remind him all the time, I'm your mom. Like, telling you what to do is part of the job description. So, and I'm not here to make you happy. But understanding his motivation, he does not want to be controlled. He wants the freedom of choice. He wants the freedom of not being controlled. And he was feeling that I was controlling him, which made him not want to do anything. So with that, understanding his motivation, it's like, okay, well, what result do I want? I want him to try something. I want him to push past his comfort zone. And he's like, mom, that's stupid. Why would anyone want to push past your comfort zone? And so I was like, okay, new approach. If I didn't address motivation, if I didn't address what was the, why was he pushing back so hard? Why was he going against what I was saying? When him succeeding is what both of us want. He doesn't want to fail. He doesn't want to not succeed in life, but he also wants to do it on his own terms. As humbling as it may be as a mom, we have to let them do this. We have to let them fall. And in fact, I told him it's not about, like, I want him to make mistakes. I would like him to try so many things. I was like, you have a, like, I can catch you for the next 2 years. I can catch you. Right? Like, we can, while they're, before they're 18, we have so many resources to make sure that they're safe and they can bounce back from anything. When they're 18, it's like, okay, well, now you're an adult. I can be a safety net, but you're going to fall, like, you know, those people from the trapeze where they fall for a little while before the net catches them and then bounces them up. It's like, I can do that. But as you get older, it's like less and less I have the ability to catch you when you fall. And I was like, I want you to fail a lot. He's like, because, which to him, he's like, you do? He's like, I thought you want me to do everything. And I was like, no, I just want you to try something. If we didn't address motivation, I would have kept pushing and I would have kept telling him what he needed to do instead of encouraging him to tell me what he actually, like, what does he want? So when we stop looking at behaviors, when you stop, you see your friend who's struggling or doing the same thing over and over and then and getting the same results. And you see with my coaching clients, this is something that I, because we do, we're creatures of habits. Even for yourself, do you know what's motivating you? Do you know what's driving your decisions and your habits? A lot of times it's in our blind spots. Sometimes, like a lot of times we haven't even thought about the fact that we need a different, we know we need something different, but we don't understand what it is. This idea is going to help you. You don't even need to know the Enneagram to do this. It's just ask you, what is my intention here? What am I actually looking to get out of this? And that is what, that's what you need to do. So I hope this lands for you. I hope this helps you to see that step back today. And it's kind of a fun game actually to consider, okay, you like watch a stranger do something and be like, why do I think he's doing that? And then it's like, what if he was late? How does that affect the motivation? What if there's a change, you know, just change a bit of the scenario. Again, I guess I'm going to talk about my son a lot today. They're working on classic stories. And so they have these stories and they have to rewrite them based on changing either a character, a conflict, or a scene. So they just have one scene that they have to reimagine. He's like, well, you change one thing and everything changes. And I was like, well, how do you feel about that? And how can you make it the same with a different character? And so we talked about that, but what if one thing changes, everything shifts. Now I did show him, which I think it broke his heart a little bit, the fact that all the movies, so many of the movies are exactly the same. But I was like, this is what happens if someone changes the characters. Like, how many times has Cinderella been created, right? When we change one thing, and if it's to stop judging behaviors, and we start giving compassion and grace and thinking, okay, what could they ultimately be looking for? That changes the way we see them. It changes our responses. It changes our emotions towards behaviors that people do. This is the point, my friends. This right here is the point, because if we continue to make judgments based on behavior, and we think we know someone based on what they do, we're not giving them the path to growth. We're not giving them the grace of being able to try different things. We're judging them in the place, and we're putting our motivations onto them, which is never, never a good thing to do. So if you want to know more about the Enneagram, reach out to me. Ask some questions. I love these Hey Tammy questions, and I try to do them every week. Sometimes I don't get questions. Sometimes I get multiple questions. But I just want to share this, because when we, even for ourselves, give ourselves that stop looking at the things that we do and ask, okay, what was my motivation behind it? What was I trying to achieve? It turns it around. It makes it so that we now have a path to growth and we can make a change on the spot. We can change our direction. We can change, like, there's so many things we can change. We can change how we see ourselves and give ourselves more compassion in the very moment. So if you want to know more about this, reach out to me. I have a great quiz. I will put the in the show notes, or this is going to go on a podcast too. If you haven't seen my podcast, The Full Weight of Joy, heard my podcast? There we go. That's better. Or it's also going to eventually go on YouTube. So there's multiple ways you can see this, but I will put my quiz in there because the first step is understanding, like, how do we make decisions? Do we make them, with our gut first? Do we make them with our heart first? Do we make them with, our thinking first? Are we logical in decisions? But this will help give us insight to why we do what we do. All right, friend, with that, I just hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. And well, I hope to see you again. Reach out to me and let's talk. Let's talk Enneagram. Let's talk personality. Let's talk about how to make those changes that you want right now. One of the things that I got some amazing feedback yesterday, and someone is talking about, she's like, Tammy, I like when you give practical tips and not just theoretical, like not just talking about, the science behind it. And I'm like, that's really, thank you. Thank you for telling me that. Part of this is, we all have our blind spots. One is some of these things, some of these concepts, because it's something that surrounds me all the time, I forget the fact that the practical is what you guys need. So my practical tip for you today, and this one's kind of fun, is just watch a stranger from afar. What is your gut reaction? What is your knee-jerk reaction to what their motivation is? To like identify what the behavior is and then ask about the motivation. And then change something. Shift some of the narrative and see how that changes your thoughts about it. So try that. Try that with your kids. Try it with your spouse. Do it with a stranger first. And have fun with it. And even maybe talk with it through with your kids and ask them what they think. I guarantee they're going to have a different perspective. And it's fascinating how we can all look at one thing and see something different. So that is what it is about motivations. It's the reason, the instincts, the drive for doing what we do. And that's all. All right, friend. Well, with that, I will see you soon. Choose joy till joy chooses you, and I'll see you around. Bye for now.